From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, July 1st, 2014. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail the Catskill Republican Committee has endorsed retired law enforcement officer Rick Jacobs over serving Village Justice Maria LaRosa in the party's candidate for Catskill Town Justice in the November election. Jacobs was chosen during a meeting of the GOP caucus Monday, June 30th. Jacobs is a political newcomer. He served for 33 years with the Catskill Police Department before retirement. LaRosa has been an attorney for nearly 10 years. She was elected Catskill Village Justice in 2010. Incumbent Town Justice Peter Margolis is not seeking re-election. Also on hand Monday night was GOP candidate for District Attorney Joe Stanzione. Matt Luvera is the chairman of the Catskill Republican Committee. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. William J. Kemble is reporting in the Daily Freeman, AARP says summer cooling costs for consumers in New York State could be almost 10% higher than a year ago. The group's warning comes less than 2 weeks after concerns were raised about Central Hudson Gas and Electric sending a growing number of shutoff notifications to customers. AARP advocates on behalf of Americans over the age of 50. In its latest statement, AARP says older residents and families on budgets could be faced with deciding between staying cool and risking health problems. The group said the anticipated summer rate represents a jump of 9.9%, and that rate could go higher. A Central Hudson spokesman blamed the federally mandated capacity zone in part for the increase. He also said Central Hudson rates are in reality lower than the rates cited by AARP. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Michael Hill is reporting for the Associated Press. New York's top court handed a victory to opponents of hydraulic fracturing for natural gas Monday, June 30th, by affirming the right of municipalities to ban the practice within their borders. The State Court of Appeals upheld a mid-level appeals court ruling from last year that said the state oil and gas law does not trump the authority of local governments to control land use through zoning. The cases have been closely watched by drillers hoping to tap into the state's piece of the Marcellus Shale formation, and by environmentalists who fear water and air pollution. The court, in a 5-2 decision, stressed that it did not consider the merits of fracking, only the authority of municipalities to regulate land use. The court said towns of Dryden and Middlefield both acted properly. Read the full story in the Washington Post. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, the southern Catskills, Mid-Hudson Valley, Greater Capital District, Taconics, and Lake George Saratoga region of east-central New York, as well as southern Vermont. There's a chance of mainly non-severe thunderstorms Tuesday afternoon and evening. Any thunderstorm that does form will move southwest to northeast at around 30 miles per hour. This combination of temperatures reaching around 90 in valley locations and dew points well in the 60s will produce heat indices in the mid to upper 90s. Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 91. Tuesday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 69. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Wednesday, there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 89. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 69. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mainly after 11 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 84. And Thursday night, showers and storms are likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. And Friday, there's a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 80, and Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 57. Sunrise today was at 5:23 a.m., and sunset today is at 8:35 p.m., with the length of the day being 15 hours and 12 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, July 1st, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.